So apparently, healthcare's most hated process, prior authorization, might actually be fixable with AI. And no, I'm not being overly optimistic. The numbers are actually backing this up. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right. Story number one. Prior authorization, that administrative nightmare that makes doctors want to throw their computers out the window and keeps patients waiting weeks for essential care. It's costing the healthcare system billions and burning out medical staff everywhere. But here's where it gets interesting. AI systems using natural language processing are now automating this entire process, analyzing claims data, patient records, and insurance requirements in minutes instead of days. According to McKinsey, this isn't just some tech fantasy. 45% of healthcare operations leaders have made AI deployment their top priority this year. That's up 17 percentage points from just 2 years ago. Think about it. The average healthcare worker spends nearly a third of their day on administrative busy work. A third. And now we're seeing authorization timelines shrink from days to hours. But here's my hot take. This isn't just about efficiency. This is about fundamentally rebalancing the healthcare system. When doctors and nurses can actually spend time with patients instead of paperwork, everything changes. The question isn't whether AI will transform healthcare administration. It's already happening. The question is why it took so long. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the back office revolution, something even more profound has been developing quietly in exam rooms across the country. It's called ambient clinical documentation, and it might be the technology doctors have been dreaming about for decades. Imagine this. A doctor walks into an exam room, has a completely natural conversation with their patient, and when they leave, the visit note is already written. No typing during the appointment, no dictation after hours, no Sunday afternoons catching up on charts. The AI has listened, understood the medical context, organized the information, and drafted the documentation. Companies like Elise AI are taking this even further. Their systems answer calls, schedule appointments, and manage follow-ups while integrating with electronic health records and billing systems. The technology isn't perfect yet, but it's advancing rapidly. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't this just going to create more problems with data privacy and accuracy? That's exactly the tension at the heart of this revolution. These systems have to maintain HIPAA compliance and SOC 2 Type 2 certification. They need 100% accurate patient data handling. One mistake could be catastrophic. The margin for error is literally zero. Which brings me to the real challenge, integration. Healthcare is notorious for fragmented technology systems that don't talk to each other. Adding AI capabilities through a patchwork approach is like trying to renovate a house by adding rooms without checking the foundation. The organizations seeing real success are building integrated data repositories with AI capabilities baked in from the ground up. Quick hits before we go. AWS HealthScribe is now detecting anomalies in medical imaging with accuracy rates that rival specialists. Google's medical AI can now generate synthetic control groups for clinical trials, potentially cutting research time in half. And a Reddit thread from emergency department doctors revealed that predictive analytics are now forecasting patient surges 6 to 8 hours before they happen, allowing hospitals to staff accordingly. So what's the big picture here? We've been promised healthcare AI breakthroughs for years, but they've mostly focused on the flashy diagnostic tools. The real revolution is happening in the mundane, the paperwork, the phone calls, the documentation. It's not as exciting as AI diagnosing rare diseases, but it might actually be more important. Because when we free healthcare workers from administrative burden, we give them back the one thing they need most, time with patients. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.